The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to YouCanRunInternational.com. That's YouCanRunInternational.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies and scoffers and atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, again, the lily has been painted. The lily has been painted. Yes, the lily has been painted. And the gold has been gilded. If you'd like to check out that website, it is second to none, friends. It is an awesome website. Go ahead, check it out, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go over to Facebook and check us out on Facebook. It's Sons of Liberty Radio as well. Sons of Liberty Radio, like us if you do, and like us if you don't. And phones are inaccessible today. Sorry about that, friends. Phone lines are inaccessible. If you'd like to be my personal friend, you could do that as well. It's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. And or follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter accounts. And, folks, as you know, this is the radio show where we think not for ourselves. We let others do the thinking for us.
Of course.
Is that how that goes?
That's why we're on the air.
Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because we are broadcasting live from Coral Ridge Ministries.
Truth in Action, that's right. Truth
and
in Action.
It is Ministries. Hot in Florida,
yeah.
Friends. It is that hot.
So for all of you listening to us in North Dakota,
H-O-T.
Minnesota,
sorry.
Wisconsin,
yeah,
we are suffering right now.
No, we are suffering for Jesus.
Trials, tribulations.
I think the point is we're sorry for you. We're not sorry that we're here. We just feel sorry for you that you're in Minnesota and or in the Midwest there.
These fun little lizards that crawl around down here because
there
it's
is.
So
the
hot.
The kids love them.
Lots of reptiles.
Yes.
You know, I was just thinking to myself, it's a terrible thing. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And we were talking about a gentleman who made a comment named Martin Niemöller.
You're doing great.
You know, and I don't know his name exactly. This is
are
part,
you sunburned
this is part
or
of
you
the,
embarrassed? What
no, this is
it?
Part of the this is part okay. of the act here.
Okay.
Martin Niemöller said this.
Will you hit him really quick, producer?
First,
because I think he's stuck. All right,
first,
ahead.
They came for the communists. And I did not speak out
mm-hmm.
because I was not a communist.
Yep.
Then they came for the socialist. And I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists. And I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews. And I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me. And there was no one left to speak for me. Now, Bradley, you just did a column. It was written up in News with Views. It was called, What Will Be Your Fate, America? Question mark. It says, study the past. History tends to repeat itself. And we've gotten a lot of comments. As a matter of fact, I've been dealing with that pretty much most of the morning this morning when I'm not dealing with different things. Like today, we are at Truth in Action Ministries. Dr. D. James Kennedy, the late, had established this as a way to bring truths through the airwaves, whether it be television, radio, you name it, and get out there and change culture. And they invited Bradley to be a part of this. So we've got more to come here. We'll be able to show you the podcast and also the live television things that are coming from these studios. But as we're broadcasting in the studio today, somebody had emailed us and said, Dear Bradley, I am sending this part of your article that I just read, and there was a little bit more, too. I encourage you to read it at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and the link to all of my email lists and publishing it on the blog. It's so doggone important, I have to just go ahead and do this. And it is important because it's so relative to the topic right now that's going on after these incidents in Boston and how the left or whatever you want to call them, the anti-American, the communists, the criminals,
totalitarianists,
how they're in concert. They've already got their dialogue. They've always had it. It doesn't change. Now they're trying to frame it to this particular event.
They're playing the victim as they are creating victims by polarizing the guilty when, in fact, they're the victims of the guilty. Mm-hmm. And people need to wake up to the fact of, as we've said so many times in the past, here we see it again. We see that they pull your hair, they smack your face, and then they cry victim. Yep. Well, that's exactly what you're seeing again today.
That's right.
It's absolutely amazing, friends, how these people have already got their narratives sent by the state-run media, or through the state-run media, by this administration as to who the guilty just may be.
Yep.
And for some reason, those the communists and the state-run media that are going along with the government narrative, anti-American government, might I add, for some reason, they're already trying to pin, and the white American, you know, the it's domestic terror. I mean, forget about who's already been released, friends, and forget about the past September 11th, namely. But for some reason, all of a sudden, for every terrorist attack or every super hyped up activity or tragedy that takes place in this country, for some reason, it's always aimed at the patriot, the Christian, and the conservatives, without fail. So, friends, you have to ask yourself, who's responsible for the crimes that are being committed then? If they already, the narrative is already, it's them. And by the way, who's losing their freedoms day after day, after each event that takes place? Who are they continuously and consistently trying to strip of the American rights, the Bill of Rights? Exactly.
And going right back to the column again, what will be your fate, America? This choice, it's timely. It's very prophetic. This ministry and this radio broadcast is very prophetic. It's picking off one by one. Each strength demographic in a country is picked off and targeted and alienated. And then once they're stripped off, it's like peeling to an onion until you get to the source. Martin ends this statement with, they came for me and there was no one left to speak for me. How do we act? Dear Bradley, those who ignore history are bound to repeat it, said Carol. So much evil in this world now has been unleashed. What to do? Our freedoms are used to strangle us, methinks. Thanks for your excellent article. Taking our freedoms, our liberty, for example, the First Amendment, the freedom of the press, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, etc., that is what's being used to target you, the American person.
That's right.
So you've got to read this column. We're going to talk about it a little bit more.
But let me say this. The reason it's coming to this now, friends, is because the people in this country have left off their God, and then they wonder why they're in the position. God promised that he would turn that nation into hell that forgot him. Read Psalm 9, 16, and 17. You got Bradley and Jake. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back after this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by faithful supporters. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
People are realizing that the only way we're going to break free from this beast that everybody's just bowing down to is to stand up and realize we are the ones that's going to change things. Not political leaders, not religious leaders. The little man. And the only way I've learned this thing is from listening to people like you who've actually taken a real risk with your lives and your family and your respect. And I'm really appreciating you guys doing what you're doing. And I'm out here fighting with you, man.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake again. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And if you'd like to be my friend, Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean, double E. Again, friends, sorry to say, lines are inaccessible because we are on the road. We're broadcasting live from Coral Ridge Ministries in sunny Orlando. No, it's not Orlando. It's Florida. Let's just put it that way. And it is, let me say it this way, it's real hot.
You mean it's hot in Florida?
It is hot.
Man.
Well, I was...
I'm experiencing the heat.
It is that hot. We just walked in from the bus,
yeah.
And it was like, oh, my goodness, it is hot.
It's boiling. You know what, too?
It's really boiling.
I'd like to welcome a couple new columns that we just picked up.
Yeah, hey, before you get to that, we're going to have Jerry Newcomb on the radio with us at 3:45 here, and he's going to be talking about religious extremism and who's really doing the hating.
Yeah,
I hope people are catching on to this system of what's being used against the American people, because it is quite obvious to catch on to what's going on, and it really is that simple for me to figure it out. Just in time. Now the president is a victim. Now the president is being assaulted. Now a senator is being assaulted. And where was it sent from?
Senator?
The poison was sent from Tennessee. What a convenient rule indeed. You mean from the Bible Belt? Oh, it has to be one of those right-wing extremists. As if to say that we've got, like, I don't know, different versions of the Constitution and the rule of law, namely a republic. But this president continuously inundates the American people with the fact that we're a democracy when we are not a democracy.
Right.
That is communism, friends. We are a republican. We are ruled by law, not by the left and by the right. It's that simple.
Didn't Lenin Didn't Lenin do the same thing? It's using a minority class to be a political battering ram to batter against the strength of a country. But the strength of a country.
Mao Zedong did the same thing.
That's right.
Hitler did the same thing. Stalin did the same thing. Mussolini did the same thing. Of course.
We forfeit our strength. This is the problem with those that are the ruling class, if you will, or those that are wealthy in a society. You forfeit your strength when you forfeit your God. I don't care how strong you are, how many tanks you have, how much wealth that you have to amass yourself, to protect yourself with brick walls. The Lord will always see fit to pull you down when you forsake Him.
Hey, yes.
And that's what happens in a society. So Lenin, whether or not he comes up with the ideology of communism, irrelevant. What is relevant is if you forsake God, whether it be communism, socialism, capitalism, it will all attack you because your sin leaves you vulnerable.
Well, keep in mind that radical revolutionary, Vladimir Lenin, even when he got his buddy Stalin into power, who helped him get there,
yeah,
he got there and he realized at that point to do business with the devil is not a good idea, because once he got Stalin to where he wanted to be,
uncontrollable.
That's exactly right. All of a sudden, started calling him. He was radical. He was out of hands.
Yep.
See, friends, you can't play with fire and not be burned.
That's right.
It's just that way, and that's exactly what's going on in this country. On the way over here, we were looking for highlights as to what's going on, how the state-run media is attempting to spin this whole thing and the such. And it was interesting that we started to look as to other people that have been accused of crimes. And the only ones that they could safely get away with were those not domestic but foreign powers that were attacking us until we begin to see the fruits of this administration. But in saying that, it's interesting how they call, right away they got this whole outline of the individual as a extreme right wingist, and he's a Christian, and he's a part of Army of God, and he's listen to this, friends, and he's totally anti-abortion. You mean as if to say that he was one of those bad guys that was actually really trying to stand up for life, and and he was this and he was that. It fits all of their narratives, and guess who those narratives fit, friends? The American patriots. Do you not understand, America? You are the ones that are under attack, on September 11th. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed, you are. And here we are. Jake said right before the break, what will your fate be, America? First they came for the communists. I didn't speak out because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak out there neither because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak out because, well, you know why, because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because of, guess what, friends, I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was none left to speak out for me. And then guess who they came after then, friends? Of course.
With no defenses.
That's right.
That's exactly
Jake,
right.
What were you
going to
say right before
I was just
going to
say that one of the guys who actually emailed me this and said right away, I need to put this on my website, is PaulieMontana.com. It's another column we just added. We added two columns today just through this article. And folks, if you have a newspaper in your community, you have a newspaper in your town, they do op-ed columns all the time. You can get Bradley's columns published in your community. So I want to encourage you to do that. Also, too, if you have a conservative website that you read on a daily basis and you think Bradley's content would fit there, please get in touch with us, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll do that. We're also now published on the Times Examiner out of Greenville, South Carolina. We had Congressman Trey Gowdy on the show yesterday from South Carolina.
Great interview, by the way, yes.
Representative Congressman, we actually put the podcast right up on there, Sons of Liberty Radio.
He didn't seem as fiery on the radio interview with you than he did on television.
He seemed a little more instructive mode, and he felt, I don't know, he seemed like he had his guards down, so he wasn't, with the gloves on. But what we appreciate is the fact of what he does. Some people put the gloves on with their words, but there's nothing to back up that action.
Well,
that's
we
what
want
we're trying to get from him.
Yeah, we want the resolve.
That's right.
Is really what it comes
without
down
the resolve,
to.
It's pointless. Why are you there? Also, too, we've been touring. Obviously, we started in Peoria, Illinois. We posted the pictures of the race car that's now tagging the Sons of Liberty on every race. Also stayed in Nashville, talked to a few folks there. Then we went through Orlando, the Village's Tea Party we were at.
Well, we were actually in Nashville meeting with a mysterious producer
that
we're not going to let out of the bag until we actually finalize and solidify the next album, which will be called Stand Your Ground.
Which is coming very soon. Incidentally, at that Tea Party, the Village's Tea Party, we're in the Village's in Florida, there's a gentleman who had a hat on. It was a Second Amendment hat, and it said Stand Your Ground on the side of it.
Well, of course, he's listening to the Sons of Liberty. Where do you think he got that from?
Big fans.
He just pulled that out of the air somewhere, or what?
Pulled it out of his hat. Put it on his hat.
Actually, pull it off his hat.
That's right. Pulled it off his hat. Linda DeHart
said, cute, Carrie?
What an inspiration
Heather
you are.
Heather laughs at everything he says.
Thank you for being with us. What an inspiration you are. Thank you for being with us. That came from the Village's Tea Party. Folks, again, we share all of your comments. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Like the page and start interacting. We live tweet on all these events,
And
too.
You posted some pictures with
That's
a
right.
man. I'm 6'5", friends,
right.
and I had a man standing next to me. I said, what do you eat? Or actually,
enormous.
What is it that you don't eat? Because he was like brother to Goff.
What do you keep out of your diet?
That guy's name was Goliath.
And a patriot. And
he didn't have
veteran?
Six fingers or six toes.
That's right.
But
he
the brothers of Goff did. You know that, right?
That's right.
Yeah. He was that big. He
David's
was 6'10".
Took him.
And I said, I'm that big? He said, you're 6'5", aren't you? I said, yes, I am. I said, you are a big brother, and boy, do I feel sorry for your mother.
Literally. It's a good thing you don't birth them after they grow that big. But we'll also be tonight, any of you that want to join us, in Wilton Manors, Florida. Now, from what I understand, Dr. Newcomb can maybe say a little bit more when he's on with us in the last segment, but that is a hot spot for a certain demographic of people. I'll let him cue us in on that. But that's at Wilton Manors tonight, Bradley. Will be
is that like PC talk here?
Huh? No. Right, I want to let him break this one.
Okay.
But Wilton Manors tonight at the New Presbyterian Church, one of their satellites that they have, Bradley will be speaking to a group as well. And then, of course, this weekend, going to be at the Awakening, so join us there Friday the 19th and Saturday the 20th. We'll be there all day Saturday, I believe.
Who's going to be there?
Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann.
Really?
Is gonna
yeah,
be there.
I've already seen the...
And Bradley Dean.
The tweets. Michelle and Bradley together again. I'm trying to figure
Bradley
out,
and,
for the life of me, when do these people feel ashamed for their stupidities?
Yeah. I think Michelle Bachmann's
going to be there. I don't think they do. As the Bible calls it, a whore's forehead.
That's right. That's right.
They're
transgressors.
They know it's a lie, mm-hmm. but they continuously push it down the face of the people as if it's truth.
That's right.
Is that what the state-run media does?
I think that's what they do. They find real leaders with strength, and then they try to target them.
Well, they have to.
If they're going to take them down.
The word polarized comes to mind.
Yes.
It does. I like that word polarized. Yes.
It's a tactic.
Well, vilify, demonize, make them out to be the bad guy for those that didn't understand the first three words.
But when Christ is on your side, that's what they don't seem to understand.
Yeah.
You only promote them when Christ is on your side.
Yeah, but we don't want to tell them that. Let them step in and Jake.
They think that they've got an intellect that's outside of normal intellect. That would be the laws of nature and nature's God.
Where did they get their intellect?
Wins.
You ever hear that? Just case in point before getting into our topic here, friends. Where did you get your credentials?
Mm-hmm. Where did you go to school? You have a doctorate?
You know, just think about that. You know, because we always hear, God used man to write the Bible.
Yeah.
It's man written.
Yeah,
really?
It's man-made, the Bible.
Where'd you get your credentials, sir?
No, I got it from college.
Oh, your professor that's at war with America and God.
Yeah.
I get it. He must be right.
Because
he brings you into bondage, God sets you free through the truth.
Are you saying my credentials?
I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said, no one comes to the Father but by me, John 14:6.
Are you saying my credentials I spent all that money on are man-made?
I didn't spend any money. Hey, let me ask you this. What were the credentials of Peter, Paul, James, John, Matthew, Matthias, and such?
They had been
Thomas,
with Jesus Christ.
James 2, 1 and 2.
They had been with Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Unlearned and ignorant men.
Yeah, but they perceived that they were with Jesus.
Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome stuff, isn't
it?
Because God chose the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise, and he chose the weak things of the
Come
world
on
to
now.
The things that which are
that's
mighty.
Right.
Right?
That's
amen.
That's why I have a job. I know that
we
much
have a
for
black
sure.
church up in
if
here.
I'm ignorant, mm-hmm. then God can use me.
Speaking of which, did you see how they are conveniently now, the police are covering up Trayvon Martin's criminal record? Folks, are you getting what I'm talking about? We're going to come
Who's
and talk
target?
About this
Who's
more.
The target?
They're trying to criminalize the good guy that's innocent of the crime.
Evil good, good
so
evil.
So they can pass a political agenda through.
That's right.
Man, it's almost like they're trying to create domestic insurrection, you think?
That's a step.
Let's hit that when we come back. Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. nation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at SilverGauze.com. Spelled Silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now let me ask you something, friends. Can you imagine a world in which the Holocaust never occurred? Or a world war that never took place? Can you imagine all the lives that would have been saved, families that never had to be bereaved of their children, and the millions of men, women, and children whose lives could have been spared? If only the people could have stopped and would have stopped while they had the time, the destruction, before it took place. See, America, you still have the freedom to do the right thing. No one ever expected the Holocaust to happen. As a matter of fact, who could imagine that such an evil embodied through Hitler, one man, and his regime could have ever taken place? What, was there no warning signs to the people of Germany? Yes, there was. The Germans told the Jewish people they couldn't swim in their swimming pools, but no one protested too strongly.
That's right.
Then they said they couldn't attend their schools. No problem, said the Jewish people. Yep. We'll make our own schools. Sound familiar, America?
Mm-hmm.
Little by little, their rights were stripped from them and taken away through deceptive measures, through Adolf Hitler and his brown shirts. But no one ever imagined the horror that awaited them because they tolerated the beginning trickles of injustice. Remember, America, justice is the guardian of liberty with God and Moses on top of the Supreme Court building, the author of the Ten Commandments. But again, no one ever imagined the horror that awaited them because they tolerated the beginning trickles of injustice that left governmental power unchecked, which ended up billowing into one of the most tragic events in history. Everything that Hitler did looked like law, smelt like law, even had the color of law. But guess what, friends? It wasn't law. What is it that we have learned from looking back and studying the past? John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, stated, "Fear is the foundation of most governments, but it is sordid and brutal a passion and renders men in whose breasts it predominates so stupid and miserable that Americans will not be likely to approve of any political institution which it is founded upon." Are you listening, America? This is over 235 years ago. Is America walking contrary to John Adams' statement? You decide. Today, those who stand for the Constitution, the sanctity of life, and the traditional values of morality our country was founded upon are now labeled as un-American haters. Friends, listen carefully to Vladimir Lenin, the first leader of the Soviet Union, who said, "We can and must write in a language which sows among the masses hate, revulsion, and scorn to those who disagree with us." Let me say that again, friends. We can and must write in a language which sows among the masses hate, revulsion, and scorn towards those who disagree with us. What's happening to the state-run media today, friends? It sounds all too familiar, doesn't it? Well, we see it in trickles now, but left unchecked by the silent majority who sit back and do nothing. Let me ask you something, friends. What will be your fate? History tends to repeat itself unless we stand up and do something to stop it. Because, again, remember that they derive their just powers from the consent of the governed, and we are those people they must derive their just powers from. Right. Knowing what you will stand for, friends, limits what you will fall for. As the Bible says in Proverbs 28:1, the wicked flee when none pursueth, but the righteous are bold as lion. And bold means forward to danger. Now just think, as Noah Webster rightly said, if America was virtuous, we would not be afraid to stand against oppression. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the, guess what, friends? The Bible.
Oh, I love how it always comes back to that source.
It always does.
That's our greatness right there.
Well, who let me ask you this. Who are those that are in these sort of regimes attacking?
God.
He who dares to spit against heaven will surely fall on his own back. What is it that these men, in few in number though they be, what is it that these men... Oh, that's the great deception right there.
It is.
Man, the state-run media, look at all the people are for this. All the people
look
are for this.
Look at the polls. Look at the polls.
I have a tech man standing or sitting right next to me who just told me that their church used to be protested. And Jake had asked this tech individual, he said to him, so how many people were there that would actually be protesting the church, namely the homosexuals? He said a few in number, but they would put the pictures together like there was masses.
Yeah.
Of course.
Big crowds.
Yes.
Big crowds.
1.7% of the population is what America is dealing with.
Isn't that something? If you come out on a battlefield and you've got your amassed troops, say you've got 10,000, and your enemy comes at you with 100, is there any fear in that? No. But America, for some reason, thinks, oh, my goodness, there's 100 of them. Oh.
But let me tell you something. Keep in mind that when Gideon went after the Midianites, the oppressors of the day, when God picked him out, he said, listen, I'm going to bring you out there. He started out with 22,000 men. Listen to me, Christians. Mm-hmm. 22,000 men. God said to Gideon, that's too many. I've got to break it down.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because God didn't want man to glory.
Yeah.
Then what he did is he broke it down from 22,000, he broke it down to 10,000.
Yep.
God said, that's still too many. Okay? Then what he did is he broke it down from 22,000 to 10,000 to 300 men that were willing to fight the battles.
Yeah.
God said, those are the men that you're going to use.
Mm-hmm.
Guess how many people of the Midianites, the oppressors, were taken out by those 300 under the hand of God? 135,000.
300.
God teaches us just the exact opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord.
That's right.
Some men put their trust into chariots, and some put their trust into horses.
But
as for me, we'll trust in the Lord.
We remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright.
Read Psalm 27, friends. It's a great faith builder. It really is.
If you take that, faith, folks, right now, that applies to this very topic that we're talking about.
By the way, it's that thought that I just gave you. This is why the enemies of God are so afraid of Christians.
Yes.
Because once you really get a hold of the faith of the Son of God, they know it's all over for them and their illegal agendas.
And hallelujah, it's just the beginning for you and your agenda with God. We are the majority. That's what Knox said. It would do us well.
With God.
That's right.
Yes.
With God. It would do us well to follow in our forefathers' footsteps. This is a text art that we created not too long ago. It's got a picture of Bradley with this statement. Lest we, like Germany in the 30s, become accomplices. Listen to that word. You can be an accomplice by doing absolutely nothing. As a matter of fact, by doing nothing, that's what makes you an accomplice to America's overthrow through our apathy and lack of repentance to our own demise. Now, Jennifer commented this, brilliantly stated, Kelly said, just as God has spoke, and there's been comments on that text art. I encourage you to go grab that text art and share it. Folks, we're accomplices through inaction, not through action of doing bad things. Just because we don't partake in wickedness does not mean we escape those judgments when God looks at us.
Of course not.
What have you done, going back to the context of your...
Common sense. You protect that which is yours, friends. And what is the price of freedom?
Yep.
Eternal vigilance.
That's right.
Folks, all God's giants have been weak men who did great things for God because they reckoned on his being with them, said James Hudson Taylor, the great missionary.
How else could you?
Of course.
You're not going to step out on that field. Another thing, too, you just, I live-tweeted this at the Villages when you did the event on Monday. Do you know what political correctness is? This is a statement Bradley made. Political correctness, because everybody's talking about it. Treason against your own principles. That's what political correctness is. Because so many people believe nowadays, I can't say that, I can't speak that. And what you do is you amass the ranks of your enemies by not speaking and saying. But with one word, you could dispel their ranks, because truth always does that. It gives the right perspective. Hold on to that perspective, sons and daughters of liberty, because if you lose that perspective, you lose. You're already defeated in your heart and mind. But on the contrary to what Hudson Taylor just said, he trusted God to do bigger things than he could have ever done. I'm so confident, I think the job security I have is I'm a fool. And Christ said they became fools for Christ.
I tend to agree, Jake. I just wanted to interject.
I love that. When I can learn to embrace that, then I get to see God show himself on my behalf.
I'm a fool,
too.
Instead
of my doctorate.
Are you a fool?
Anybody else
Techie,
a fool
are you a
room?
Fool? Or, I mean,
you listening?
I'm a fool, you're a fool.
It's
gonna be
good
a fool
to be
too.
Foolish, but
Amen.
For Christ.
That's
but
right.
For Christ.
Because he glories in that.
Amen.
Amen.
And in his glory,
let no man
give,
glory.
You know what? As a matter
present.
Of fact, 300 of that 135,000 that you're talking about, Gideon took out. That's 0.002%. That's a statistical nightmare. Nobody would go out against any enemy with those type of odds, but a man that has faith in God.
And God
Christ.
Told him, go in this thy strength.
Right.
In other words, the mighty man of valor,
right.
Just do what you've done.
Yep.
And what did he do? He tried to excuse himself
yep.
out of the job.
But I don't have any strength,
yes.
Lord. Exactly, I do.
That's right.
Go with me.
And God met
might.
Him step by step by giving him visions, and he knew right then and there it's time to move.
Yep.
And he moved, and God gave it to him.
Yep.
Friends, God has never prevailed through a majority. Mm-hmm. It's always been a minority.
Gosh, I'm thinking of Eleazar, same case. Children of Israel standing around. The yeah. enemies were prevailing. His sword cleaved to his hand, the Bible says. It was stuck to his hand when he was done. He went and consumed the enemies, and then everybody else came. I mean, there's so many stories.
I don't want to be a negative about it,
I know.
But he took out the Philistines,
yes,
and then the children
right.
of Israel that fled
we'll
or capitulated, then they came back for the spoil.
We love your ministry, brother.
Yes.
God bless
yes.
you. Will you be on our television station and talk about the victories of the Lord? Weren't you out on the battlefield with me? Well, you know, that just wasn't my calling. See, brother, we don't do things like that. We do television and, you know, things
yeah.
like that. So anyhow, going back to that point, God with us is the majority, period. That's where we need to stand. That's where we always stand. And all of you listeners, thank you for your comments.
Speaking of which, we're broadcasting live from Coral Ridge Ministries. We're going to pull up Jerry Newcomb here in just a couple of minutes, friends, who really fosters hate. That's what you're going to talk about. And what's interesting is we're sitting in this kingdom in Florida right now that goes on and on and on and on. I had D. James Kennedy at one point right before he passed on. He looked at the school across the street where there's 1,500 students, and he said, you see that school over there? I said, yeah. He said, you know, I started that for my daughter. One man.
Yeah.
One man. What are you sitting in right now?
That's
I
right.
mean, one man speaks to the world 7 days a week.
Yep.
And God is not able? No, God is just looking for those that are sold out for the purposes of his kingdom.
That's right.
That's it.
That's right.
It's not difficult, friends.
We're sitting in the fruit of it.
Yes.
This is faith materialized right now.
We just got to realize that we lose our life when we give it over to Christ. We deny ourselves. We take up our cross, and we follow him on a daily basis.
Amen.
Amen. And what does he do? 30, 60, 100-fold will be your lot according to the degree that you serve me.
That's right.
Because you love me.
That's right.
Because you have to. Yeah, Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Coming right back with Jerry Newcomb and Jake McMillan, the other guy. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson, from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Why should you be in Arizona this month?
One reason. Prepper Fest AZ. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th through 28th. Get free training and hands-on experience from leading preparedness experts.
Everything you need to be prepared.
Plus, longevity information. And guest speaker Dr. Joel Wallach speaks on Sunday. Don't miss Prepper Fest AZ, April 26th through 28th.
In Scottsdale, Arizona.
For schedule and flyer worth $2 off, go to PrepperFestAZ.com. That's PrepperFestAZ.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. As promised, we're in the Truth in Action Ministries studios here with Dr. Jerry Newcomb, who's a columnist for WorldNet Daily. You may have seen him on there when you're perusing, looking for Bradley's content. Bradley's on Fridays, Jerry's on Wednesdays. But incidentally, he has wrote on the very topic that we've been discussing the whole week. And what it has to do with is this. First on the list, what list might that be? Well, this is a terrorist list of some sort. The first on the list was evangelical Christians, United States Christians. Fifth on the list was Al-Qaeda. Later on the list was Catholicism, U.S. Christians. At the end of the list were Islamophobia. So we're taking out all of any extremist Islam, which we've been trained for over a decade to think they're the extremists. Now that dialogue has shifted and went to the Christians. Jerry, you talk at length about this in your column posted on WorldNet Daily today, Dr. Jerry Newcomb, about this extremist viewpoint. Can you give us who is the real extremist and who are they targeting as the extremists?
Well, first of all, this thing that you're referring to is a slide that was actually prepared by a U.S. Army equal opportunity training for a training session. And the lady who put this together for the U.S. Army later said to some sources that she got the information from the Southern Poverty Law Center. And but it's just ludicrous to think about evangelical Christians and Catholics in the same vein as Al-Qaeda. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, in fact, I was discussing with somebody today, and we were discussing how, you know, I mean, frankly, do you know any violent Christians? Do you know any violent evangelicals or Catholics who are following in their faith and they're blowing up people or killing people? And the closest we could come to would be those two or three people who have killed abortion doctors, mm-hmm. which is wrong. It's wrong for those people to do it. It's wrong for the people to do abortions, but it's
not
wrong.
Their jurisdiction to then go take their life.
Exactly, exactly. But that would be the closest we could think of that would even come close mm-hmm. to anything like that. So the The Southern Poverty Law Center, when they have something called the Map of Hate. Now, this is a group that back in the 60s, you know, did some good work related to civil rights and stuff. But here we are in the 21st century, and they have this thing called the Map of Hate. Now, you go on the Map of Hate, and it'll break it down state by state. And so if you go in the 50 states, you go to Florida, for example, Truth in Action Ministries is on the Map of Hate. What? And it's under listed under anti-gay. Mm-hmm. And then you go to, let's say, the Washington, D.C. area, and you see Tony Perkins' group, the Family Research Council, on the Map of Hate. Well, in August 2012, a deranged young man who was a volunteer with one of the gay groups, 28-year-old, took a Glock, a gun, and a bunch of ammo, and 15 or so Chick-fil-A sandwiches, went into Family Research Council with the intention of killing people. Now, he got their address and everything and information about them from the Map of Hate from the Southern Poverty Law Center. Mm-hmm. To my knowledge, the Southern Poverty Law Center never apologized and never took that off. They never made any commentary about this. Although I will say, thankfully, some gay groups said, hey, it was wrong for them for this young man to go out and do that. But if the security guard, by the grace of God, hadn't been careful, and his name was Leo Johnson, he was shot in the process, but he actually managed to wrestle the guy down and had the gun on him. And I quote in my column one of the persons who works at the Family Research Council who said that that man, that security guard, who had been shot and was wounded, mm-hmm. now had the perpetrator down on the ground. He could have easily shot him, but God told him not to. And as Jerry Boykin from the Family Research Council, vice president there, said, is that hate? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
See, the shoe, I mean, in fact, when you use the word hate over and over and over, Brad Dean, you're a hater. You are?
Right.
Because your views are not politically correct? That's baloney. That's the boy who cried wolf.
Absolutely. If you go back and do a little homework on the Southern Poverty Law Center, you also find out that Morris Dees, back in the 60s, actually defended the KKK of their violence towards the blacks down south.
Wow.
And now what we're seeing today is just the exact way you're seeing the homosexuals use the SPLC to defend themselves against anybody that they attack. And rightly so, it's totalitarianism. They love to pull your hair, smack your face, and then they cry victim. I'll give it to you straight from one of their representatives' mouths. Mark Potok is his name. Mark Potok from the Southern Poverty Law Center said, sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. He said, I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. They're telling on themselves. And once you begin to understand totalitarianism, you can see and identify every move that they make. And when we're talking about the things that we're talking about today, I see the exact same thing happening today in America. Who are they polarizing? Christians. We have a bomb that went off at the Boston Marathon.
Now,
all of a sudden,
hate.
Here comes the...
That is real hate.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I agree with everything that's being said here. But the bottom line is how is it that the narrative that comes through the state-run press immediately goes after the Christians? Why is that a right-wing extremist? And just as you said at the beginning of the conversation with you and Jake, how many people can we actually say were guilty of the crime that was actually committed by the person that did it to the state-run media? And here we are. Here we are again, fighting. We need to realize who our enemy is. And if we look in history, it's really not hard to figure out who's committing the crimes or perpetuating the crimes.
Hmm. Well, I mean, for example, we don't know yet as of this taping or as of this show who is responsible for the Boston. We may find out within hours.
Right.
They apparently do have some suspects and so forth. But it wouldn't surprise me at all if the ideology of hate that you see, for example, in radical Islam, that is so prominent. I mean, you look at all the different attacks that have happened, whether, it's here or in Mumbai you name the place, Madrid, London, example after example.
Right.
I mean, how many examples do we need?
Right, and then we're told it's the religion of peace. And, for example, let's go back to the homosexual agenda. We're told that they're being bullied, and one of the things that I talk about across the country.
And by the way, you would totally agree that any bullying of anybody, including homosexuals, is wrong.
That's right.
Okay,
that's
see?
Right. But
that's
bullying Canadian, but when we go back to Kevin Jennings, the founder of the GLSEN, he himself, just so people understand what we're dealing with, the founder of GLSEN said that bullying is nothing more than the affirmation or the reaffirmation of the homosexual lifestyle. See, there's a system that's being set up in this country where they're the victim. They're a victim of who? Those that they're polarizing. And that's what we're beginning to see more and more and more and more. And they're victimizing the innocent as they are actually the ones pointing their fingers at them, Jerry.
Hmm.
Who's the one that's responsible for terror? Who's the one responsible for actually committing the crimes? Well, what do we find out without fail almost every single time?
Right, the Islamic extremists.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, and yet for that U.S. Army training slide to put evangelical Christians as first.
Right, right.
I mean, it's mind-boggling. It's like, what in the world? So now, that's not new news, and when I wrote about it in my column, but what was new, or what I did want to talk about was this Orwellian concept of,
yep,
you know, saying right is wrong and hate is love, and, you know, who are the real haters? You know, the fact is, the Southern Poverty Law Center, I've seen their building. It's in Montgomery, Alabama, and it's right, it was real close to where Judge Moore had his Ten Commandments monument. Now, his Ten Commandments monument had words of Exodus 20 chiseled in stone, and on their building, they had words from Amos chapter 5 chiseled in stone. Now, that was a quote attributed to Martin Luther King Jr., but he's a Baptist minister,
that's
and he
right.
just happened to be quoting Amos chapter 5 in that particular verse. It's the one about, said, let justice roll down, and so forth. And so, you know, I thought, wow, you know, would they ever call Martin Luther King Jr. a hater for quoting scripture? I don't think so. Of course not. I mean, it's just, it's absurd. But they shouldn't call, you know, you or me haters because
right.
we say right is wrong and wrong is right. And, I mean, vice versa. Right is right and wrong is wrong.
I think what's interesting about all of this is the name calling or the tagging of characteristics to certain people. You know what's never referenced? Law. Law is never referenced to make the distinction of what's right and what's wrong. Now those that don't agree with darkness, now all of a sudden they're the darkness. They put light for darkness and darkness for light. And so here we are. They put evil for good and good for evil.
Yeah.
And that's what we're up against. Bitter for sweet and sweet against bitter. And it's not a good place to put ourselves in this country. And I think it's important for the American people to realize what they're up against. They are not the bad people. They are not the lawbreakers when they have God and the law on their sides. And that's where I believe we need to bring forth the clarity.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, to quote Martin Luther King Jr., as a matter of fact, he said, though I was initially disappointed at being categorized an extremist, they did call him an extremist.
Mm-hmm.
As I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a measure of satisfaction from that label. Was not Jesus Christ an extremist for love? And of course he quotes Amos, Paul, Martin Luther, John Bunyan. And at the end he says, the other Jesus Christ was an extremist for love, truth, and goodness, thereby rose above his environment. Because on that day, there was three extremists. Two were sunk below their environment in criminality. Perhaps the South, the nation, and the world are in dire need of creative extremists. I think America is, too. Thank you for joining us in the Sons of Liberty. Dr. Newcomb, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.